And it's time to throw out three more stories for the No Sweat News. This is where you hear all those bizarre, crazy nut jobs.
I love that.
Right?
In other words, people who could be related to the Gots man.
Pretty much.
By that description.
How you doing, Dad? Now we're going to get you geared up Friday for the quiz. And I believe this is correct. We are throwing out the acoustic set from the boys from Shinedown.
Yes, let's go with that.
Mm-hmm. You were on here yesterday.
I have no memory.
Attaboy. But nevertheless, we're going to get you to it right here. Check it out.
Okay.
We're going to start off on a good, and then we just get to way worse here.
All right.
This is kind of crazy. There's a 9-year-old kid. He lives in Colorado. His name is Dane Best for story number one. And it's a small town that he lives in. And for the past 98 years, they've had an active ban in his town for snowball fights.
Wow.
The law stated that you couldn't throw objects at people, animals, or property. So it was more about throwing rocks and stuff like that that right. might hurt someone, right?
Okay.
No one has ever been arrested for throwing a snowball, but technically it was illegal.
Okay.
So on Monday, my man, 9-year-old Dane, showed up to a city council meeting in a bow tie, and he gave a 3-minute speech on why the law was just unjust.
Oh, my God.
In the end, the city council voted to overturn the law.
Hey, look at this little guy.
So a bunch of his other peers, the other kids, were with their parents, and they cheered when the law was passed. The mayor presented Dane with two snowballs outside.
Phenomenal.
And he and his 4-year-old brother, Dax, got to throw the first legal snowballs in the town's history.
Well, this is a very nice story, mm-hmm. but the way I do snowball fights, I make sure that there's some ice
yeah.
so that they're going to do some damage to you.
You freeze them and everything?
I freeze them. I've been known to even take snowballs and put them in the freezer.
If you remember correctly, as I said, this is something Davey Mack would do.
Yeah.
Well, there's your story.
Yeah, I know. This kid sounds like a little Davey Mack. In other words, a little problem child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure, he's got red hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even done yet.
What?
He's got one. That's one on his belt. Dane is already onto his next cause because it turns out the town has another weird law that says you can only have a maximum of 3 pets, which means Dane's kind of breaking the law because he's fostering an illegal guinea pig. So there you go.
This kid's a little learny. Attorney. F. Lee Bailey or something. I don't know.
A little bet.
My God.
Attaboy, Dane.
Okay.
Story number two. Check this out. We take things to Connecticut where there's a 52-year-old guy named Robert Smalley. He's happened to be a landscaper. And he and a 48-year-old female coworker were recently working at a home when he said he needed a break. About 20 minutes later, his coworker, the lady, she went inside and found him naked, watching porn.
Well.
And covering himself in maple syrup.
He said he needed a break. I mean, it was a very relaxing break.
That's some all. Break.
Yeah.
If I walk into this break room in the kitchen here and see Uncle Leo doing this, I'll be like, what the hell?
Well, I'm glad you said Uncle Leo. Because my name, I thought, was written all over
Uncle
that
Leo,
sentence.
Uncle Leo, put down the maple syrup, all right?
Uncle Leo is a honey man, guys.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not maple syrup.
Well, shockingly, she said it was a turn on when she saw him doing it.
She said it was a turn on.
And she even asked if she could join in.
Oh, my God.
Well, according to the police report, they did some foreplay stuff involving the syrup and also brought some blueberry jelly into the mix.
Wow, they're like human waffles, these two.
little IHOPs, aren't they?
A couple of pancakes.
But the woman found out later that Robert had secretly taken a video of the entire thing with his phone.
That's what got you busted, pal.
She said she was cool with the syrup and jelly play, but she wasn't okay with him recording it without her permission.
You had it all worked out. You had heaven.
Yeah.
You needed to take a creepy video. By the way, sir, you can send me that video at any time. Just for research purposes.
My
that's
Lord.
All.
Lord.
But still, you're a dirtbag. But double still, send me that video.
Well, she did go to the cops, and they got a search warrant for Robert's phone. And, of course, they found the videos, and he was arrested.
No good. Come on.
Can't be doing that.
That's gross.
And we saved the best for last. This one's my favorite here. Well, there's a woman in England whose story is about once in a lifetime here. This is a Tinder date that's going viral.
Oh?
Yeah. So, apparently, she matched with a guy who asked her to wear a black dress for the surprising first date.
Okay.
But when she showed up, the surprise was...
oh, no.
He was taking her to his grandmother's funeral.
Funeral. I was going to guess that.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, once he said black dress.
Yeah.
That sort of amazing.
Hey, come on a date. Oh, my God. It's a funeral.
I guarantee you he told his family he had a girlfriend.
Well, the story goes like this. By the way, this is Dateline in England here. While she was there, she found out he recently broke up with his girlfriend. And his family didn't know, and they were excited to meet her.
There you go. I knew it.
So he brought this woman instead.
I called it.
She felt like she had to stay because the guy was holding her hand and crying and sobbing. And she felt weird ordering an Uber to a funeral home, nonetheless.
British are so polite. She stayed there?
Yeah.
At grandma's funeral?
She made him take him home as soon as it was over. But there's no word on whether there's going to be a second date.
This is as bad as one of my first dates.
Yeah. Can you imagine taking a Tinder date to your grandmother's funeral on the first date, nonetheless?
No.
Whoa.
I mean, that's pretty bad. A lot of times, mine just end up with me in prison. Jail.
Tinder dates on jail? First dates?
Well, you know, public intoxication. Mild stuff.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah.
There you go with your three stories of Flores Wednesday. If you miss any of them, surf on over to WRT.com. They'll be up there a little later today on the podcast section.